This is CliffCentral.com. If she loyal, then I won't control her. She probably turn into a smoke.
You know what it is. Welcome to the West, guys. I am Malcolm Julia. I am your host for today. Welcome to the West, guys. Show. I feel like I haven't been here in ages, man. Maybe it's because we switched it up last week. We did it on a Thursday, but now we're back on a Wednesday. We're going to bring the fire, make it an afternoon delight, yo. Yeah, man, it's great to be here. The day is beautiful. The sun is shining outside. And I hope y'all are well out here in the city, in the world. Crazy little place called Earth, man. I just come back from a wedding, right? The craziest wedding I've ever actually been to, man. It was really, really, it was weird. It was at a holistic church. It was in PE, and we weren't allowed to dance to the, to music at the reception. We weren't allowed to sway. We didn't even know if we were allowed to clap. It was weird, man. It's always good to see old friends, people that you love, jamming with them, being sober though, which was average at a wedding. I guess love is love and we gotta celebrate it, right? Today our show is gonna be insane as it always is. You are chilling with Malcolm Julie and I am hanging out with some athlete and fitness pros in the building who are gonna talk to us a little bit about the competitions that they've recently entered and what's been popping on the bodybuilding side of life. Yeah, man, y'all want a summer buddy? Y'all want a summer buddy? Because that's where you're going to need to get it from. Right here on Cliff Central, we've got all the information for you. All right. So I just want to find out from y'all what you think about our slots. Should we be at 9 a.m.? I think we should be at 9 a.m. in the morning. We're going to bring up some good vibes, get you popping, see what it's all about. I wanted to dive straight into the news. Actually, we've got a whole new set of things that we're doing here in the studio, just trying to spice the show up, trying to make it nice and flavorful for you. Let me just get into the news. The first thing that we've got today is the National Assembly meeting today to debate the appointment of Busisiwe Mkhwebane as public protector. The DA opposes this appointment, claiming she has been a spy for the state security agency. The DA is always opposing. They're always the first ones to oppose. But I think they'll be surprised when they find out what Mamani is doing on their side of the camp. I think he's a spy too. We sent him in from the location. Because, I mean, you know, he's got both accents. So in the location, we're like, Antwana, go use your private school accent on that side. Convince the DA that blacks are good so they can give us our land. So they'll be worried. They should be worried, actually, more than Busisiwe Mkhwebane being the public protector. Yeah, so that's that one. And then South Africa has also recently just dodged the recession, man, which is really cool. Yeah, this happened yesterday, and just like many dads, dodging child support is bound to catch up with us if we don't change our way, man. Do something different. Soon enough the recession will be knocking on our door, saying I'm your long lost son. So we have to pay up eventually. We have to change the way we handle business in South Africa, primarily based on just the government and the state, the way the state runs our nation. Yeah. So we're not in a recession. We're surviving. Petrol's going down tonight as well. So yeah, if you have any loose change, go get a liter or so of petrol. You know, keep it tight, boy. You know, we got to travel around, don't you? Lastly, but not least in the news for today, is South Africa's top universities have dropped several places in the world university rankings as a result of the fee freezes and the financial shortfalls, the funding shortfalls. As you all know, there has been a lot of controversy over the last 2 years in South Africa relating specifically to fees dropping in universities, or the free increments that governments have started placing on universities. Just with regards to that, it's the statistics are actually quite shocking, because the UCT has dropped 20 places. It's now ranked 191st in the world. which seems crazy to me. Wits has dropped 28 places, making it 359th in the world. Yeah, man, the thing is, universities are ranked amongst other things according to like quality and quantity of the research, which obviously needs funding. Now, without this funding, we can't have that quality research that makes us dope. Essentially, we're trying to buy Albany Best of Both with Sasco Sam money, bruh. That's what we're trying to do. And we need to get it right, bruh. We need to think about what the future of universities are going to be like. Because, I mean, if we want free education, we're going to have shitty education. That's the balance at the end of the day. And it's shitty education just because it would not live up to the high standard that we are used to based on the funding that we previously did have running through universities. I mean, now losing this financial backing from corporations, people will never be able to invest sufficiently in research. So now we have a situation where in UKZN, for example, there are protests currently happening right now. I know they are sending in police and all the shit to calm the situation down there. And to be honest with you, man, why are we still burning books and stuff? They say that the reason why we have to resort to burning buildings is because that's the only language the government hears. But do they hear that language? I don't think so. To be honest with you, I think the government is deaf. In all ways, they are not listening to anything that we're doing. But yeah, at least I think, to be honest with you, by 2019, this government should be done. That's what I believe. I think they could actually lose the national elections by 2019 because, yeah, it's just getting worse and worse for them. You know, there was Occupy Luthuli House, which happened recently, and they fighting against each other. And that's when, you know, it's all coming tumbling down when, the people on the same team are fighting against each other. So yeah, that's what's been popping off in the news lately. But yeah, we're going to get right into our guests because we don't have too much time. You know, we're trying to keep it tight and short for you. Keep it good, man. We're chilling with, Team Diamond in the building. Let me introduce Team Diamond for y'all. Yo, say what's up, Team Diamond. What's going on with y'all niggas?
What's up?
Can we hear you there? Yeah, come through.
Loud and clear.
Now you're there. What's up, Christopher Diamond?
This is Boss Diamond.
Yeah, Boss Diamond,
My two champs in the house.
Yeah, so you guys have been here before.
Yeah, we need no introductory.
Nah,
not at all. Athlete Fit Moya in the house, what's up?
Athlete Fit Moya in the house, and we got
Vele in the house, yeah.
Vele. This is your first time here, though,
My first time.
We're breaking your virginity. We're glad to do that for you.
All at once.
Yeah. Okay, cool, man. So tell me a little bit about your weekend successes, because I know you guys have recently entered a few bodybuilding competitions. And yeah, I just want to know more about you guys, because last time we spoke, y'all were prepping. Chris, you want to tell us a little bit about what's been happening this weekend for you guys?
Yeah, basically, Vele belongs to IFBB, which is a federation, International Federation of Bodybuilding. And he's done three comps in the last 6 weeks, two second placings, one political, and then the other a third in South Africa. Which
one
is great.
Political?
Yeah, it's all judging and criteria, and it gets a bit touchy, bro.
I see. Every industry's got
Every industry, bro.
Yeah.
Every federation as well. So
okay.
He finished, he got two seconds to all podiums, and then he went through to SA's, traveled on his own, got there and placed a good solid third in South Africa, and got to crack his invite to the Arnold's next year. So he's been successful, and I'm very proud of him.
Yeah.
The next one was Tobani.
Yeah. Wait. Let's go to Vele a little bit. Yeah, just about your experience of cracking the Arnold Classic. That's surely a big goal as a bodybuilder. It's not something that happens for everybody.
Yeah. No. Definitely. So Chris and I spoke to Chris, and I just decided that I'm going to do the Boxburg Classic, which was my first competition that I did. And he was a little bit iffy about
it. With no time.
Yeah, he wasn't too sure about it. But in my mind, I thought I'd be ready.
Okay.
And we brought
a good package
to stage.
What's a good package entail for those who aren't bodybuilders? Because this show, we're directing it specifically for people who are in, you know, the bodybuilding arena. But we also have a few people who don't know anything about this, and we want to educate people about, you know, this lifestyle.
So a good package, I think, would be good condition. Good condition, minimal water in your body, and just keeping your overall size as well, keeping your true physique.
So aesthetics, definitely okay. Aesthetics, so shape, balance on the top and bottom, dryness, which is obviously the leanness of your muscle, and depletion, basically. So you're dry and hard and aesthetic.
Yeah.
You've got lines everywhere, you're vascular, you're coming to stage, and in each category, that's what you need. Every category is different. Some guys need to be softer than others, but we needed him as hard as it can be. And he came on, and in 2 weeks before that show, we got him into a peak condition, and then obviously it's his first time doing this posing routine and that type of thing, because every division has different requirements.
Yeah.
And this one he needed to do a 1 minute pose down, and he forgot his music.
Oh, so, what music do you pose to, bro?
Well, for provincials I pose to Usher's Good Kisser.
Oh yeah.
And then
he likes to keep it to the ladies.
He's a ladies man. Like, yeah. All right, cool. So yeah, Tobani, tell us about your journey this weekend, man. I've seen you flourishing on these Facebook streets.
Yeah, it was the last time we're here. We're actually prepping up for that comp. It's been almost like 4 months now, and we finally got what we work for now. Yeah, so it came first in the performance bodybuilding, which is more of a athletic bodybuilding look. So old school.
Yeah, shout out. Well done for that.
Appreciate
well done.
It, yeah. And then placed 4th out of 22 in novice bodybuilding. There's no criteria for that. So the guys who are like, you know, maybe just under 2 meters. Some guys are weighing 100 kilos on stage. So yeah, that was quite a big experience for me as well. And then also standing up with some top-end bodybuilders who are also well-known in the fitness industry as well, you know, such as Jacques Schiff. It's nice sharing the stage as well and the overalls at the end, you know. So stepping up on stage 3 times in one day.
Yeah.
That was quite tiring, yeah.
You stepped onto stage 3 times in one day.
Yeah.
How do you end up performing well at the last time? Is this expected of bodybuilders to perform this much?
No,
in one go?
At the end of the day, you know, it will always depend on like, you know, if you place top three. But, you know, if you're going to, for me, it was 2 divisions. And then I placed, obviously, first in the first, in the one. So when you go to overalls, you know, you're not really expecting it, but, you know, it happens. Mm. And, you know, it's just tough to try and stay in condition. You know, you've been there from 9 o'clock and it's almost 12 o'clock at night.
You've had no water for 24 hours or more.
Yeah. How come you don't? Because you want to keep as little water in your body as possible.
As dry as possible. So you want to keep your muscle tone hard and dry.
What does water do to deflate you, essentially?
It doesn't deflate you. See, water is what coats the muscles. It keeps you almost healthy in a sense. So you look softer. You don't see the definition.
Oh,
when you dry out and you deplete a little bit and you do the water drop, that just sucks the water between the skin away. So the skin's tight on the muscle, so you start seeing the fibers, the lines, everything that you get judged upon.
Oh, okay.
In his particular category. So the reason why I stepped on 3 times was we were always going to do 2 categories no matter what they said, because I believed he'd fit into both and he should win both. The one he did win, and because he won, then you move to overalls, because overalls are only for champs. So if you win your lineup, then you qualify to go for overalls.
Okay,
that was his third one. We weren't expecting, obviously we wanted to win, but then once we did, we knew, okay, now we have another 2-3 hours to wait and keep conditioned and then to go on and give it all again.
So what do you do while you're waiting?
Man, hey, it's kind of like death row at the back there. People don't kind of realize that a lot of us are kind of dying. We have our legs up on the wall, you know, just to kind of circulate all the blood going forward.
Mm.
You're also very fatigued as well. Like, so you most of the time, majority of the time, you'll find a lot of us are just sleeping at the back and eating rice cakes. Some guys are eating chocolates. It's a party at the back at times, but again, also very emotional.
And psychological.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the food that you're eating. How come you can eat chocolates and stuff when you're performing or about to go on stage, but this is not generally what happens during your preparation, right?
Well, that's exactly why, because it doesn't happen in the preparation, so your body's not really used to it. So essentially what you're doing is you're feeding it now with, first of all, you're having dry carbohydrates throughout the day to get your muscles fuller, because now you don't have any liquids in your body. So your muscle tends to start filling out and it'll push straight through the skin. So you get tighter and harder and fuller. And then with the sugars, increase your insulin, and that just gives you vasculin, a nice pump. So while you're pumping up or chowing these sweets, your glycemic index is shooting through the roof. So you've got insulin, you get more vascular, it gives you a little bit of energy. Obviously, that's the only energy that you've got, really.
Yeah.
And then it just helps your muscle fill out quite dramatically with veins. So yeah, you look looking more vascular, more pumped. And essentially, that's what you want on stage.
Yeah.
Those two.
And you, Vela, just tell me a little bit about your progress in the industry, because you're very young, right? 19.
Yeah.
When did you start bodybuilding?
So I started last year. I competed in the competition that Tobani did last year, and I competed in the fitness class.
What's it called?
Pardon?
The name of the competition?
NABBA.
Yeah. NABBA.
NABBA, yeah.
Okay.
And then I placed second there. And but I was still in my trick, so obviously I needed to focus. I couldn't do any other competitions. So luckily Tobani saw me on Instagram, and we'd seen each other in gym, and he approached me to come and join Diamond in the first place.
Alright. So yeah, Diamond's the pimp, Tobani is the foot soldier who goes fetches the niggas to come work for Diamond.
Yeah.
And then do you get a commission there?
Nah, man. You know, like I'm sponsored. That's the main thing I'm thankful for, you know. Diamond's kind of been with me since we started out in July last year. You know, there's a lot of guys keep asking for too much, but he's giving me quite a lot, you know, so, you know, I don't need any payment. It would be nice, but...
Yeah. Hey, we need to get paid, yeah. We need to get paid. Yeah, so...
I just paid him in gold, so...
Oh, yeah, exactly. You want a medal, bro.
I had to slave for it, though. Damn.
Yeah. So, wait, actually, now that we're on the topic, how do you make money as a bodybuilder? Really, is there really money in this industry?
Internationally, I believe. But okay, otherwise, endorsements and other sponsors.
Oh, okay.
So, but they have to work hard. In this country, they have to work really hard.
Yeah, I think in South Africa, we're still kind of behind. Actually, generally in sports, you know. If you look internationally, England, the States, Australia, the guys are getting paid quite a lot of cash over there.
Is this per competition or
yeah,
just
this,
on
I'm just like speaking sport in general as
okay,
well as a whole, but like, you know, South Africa now, we're getting there. IPB, funny enough, they've created a new show. Well, the other comp now is on the 22nd of October.
Yeah,
we guys can actually win cash prize, I think like 5,000 rand, I think a maximum of 20,000 rand. But you know, when you're getting that kind of cash overseas, you almost times it by
10 to 20.
So you know, 5 grand is not going to cover all the expenses that you already paid. Just to feed me alone is 5 grand.
Yeah.
And that's over 4 months. And now you're telling me, you know, I'm only getting 5 grand out for enter.
That's what I wanted to know.
There's no matchup, bro. So it's basically about your following. So if you create your own brand, and then you get a following, then you get endorsements. So it's still here. The endorsements aren't like overseas. It's not like the NBA guys or the Olympia guys or actually NPC guys, none of them.
Yeah.
The federations overseas. Here you'll get a supplement sponsor, which, yay, it's cool. It'll save you a couple of grand. And then food sponsor, which saves. So you're basically saving money. You're not getting money in a sense. When you start breaking into international comps and stuff, and then you do place, and then they do start paying you in dollars, even this one, this one that they've created quickly, overalls you get 50 grand. That's okay. That's cool. 50 grand.
50K is decent. Yeah.
But depending on your prep, I know a lot of guys who spend close to that just on prep, for sure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you guys have to buy a lot of food. Is expensive, right?
Yeah, the main thing is food. Second, supplements. Supplements, again, you know, the sad thing is, you know, one product might only last you for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to last you for like 30 days.
Depending on your goals.
Okay.
Because a lot of these guys, they need more than what it says. Because what they give you, the direction on your product, is probably for your average Joe.
Yeah.
Where these guys need a higher protein intake, higher carbohydrate intake. So these things don't last as long.
Mm.
And they're expensive. Okay, the quality, you pay for quality, so they're very expensive. And I mean, the guys that do decide to go the gear route, gear's expensive. And you're going to be taking that for a long while, and that's expensive. That'll constitute at least, say, 10 to 20K alone.
Yeah.
When he says gear, he means that juice, okay?
You're so
confused.
You have to teach us
I just want to clarify that, you know. But yeah, you know, we don't obviously like try and promote it, but you know, that's the reality of the sports. Let's not, you know,
fuck around.
Yeah. Let's not beat around the bush. Obviously, there's guys that are taking, guys that depend on it, and then they'll decide 20K on that. Food alone's about 10 to 20K, even more. So it's probably about even 10 to 15 grand a month on food. And then coaching. Coaching can vary from 1.5 to 3 grand upwards. And then, yeah, bro, so that's just, and that's just two factors.
Yeah.
And then it's your time, well, your sacrifice. Traveling costs as well.
So you guys are actually just on the hustle here, just like struggling artists.
Passion, bro.
Yeah, passion is everything.
Passion's what it's about.
So tell me, do you cook your own food, Velen?
When I'm bulking, yes. When I have the energy to cook the food, yes.
But when you're depleted, bro, when it's hard, bro.
When you're depleted, I honestly can't really do anything. So I have my mom to help me at home to like cook my food.
It's a luxury, bro.
Hey, nice. Must be nice.
Bro, this motherfucker is just chilling on his own.
Yeah. So, Vali, I've seen a couple of videos of yours on Instagram and the like of you cooking your own food and coaching people on their diet.
You know, we're just trying to get married out here. Just trying to promote that, you know, we don't lift weights. We could also cook, you know.
Because obviously that's a plus. I mean, if you've got a lady around, you're like, yo, we don't need to go to no restaurant. Come here, let me cook you up some veggies.
Saves money. Saves money.
Yeah. So it's cool. You cook your own food, man. I'm trying to learn how to do that shit, bro. Living alone, nobody told you how tough that shit is going to be.
Nah, no one.
Really doesn't know, though.
I don't Vele think school never prepped us. No one ever prepped us. It's until you got there. Right? Like the same guy that struggled with it's making these chip bread sandwiches. You know?
That's a classic, bro. No one fucks with the chip bread classic, bro. You need that meal.
For bodybuilders, man, we're like, what the hell?
Yeah, we need a lot more than that, bro.
Yeah, for me, I'd say I can't cook for shit, man. Scrambled eggs is what I do well. The scrambled eggs.
And we eat a lot of that, bro. So you can come over any time.
So tell me about the actual gymming process. Now, you've worked really hard since the last time we've spoken, and things have obviously come together, which I'm sure, Chris, you're very proud of. But tell me about the actual hard yards, the stuff that most people don't see.
You know, the tough part is actually kind of having to give up a whole lot over the weekends, you know, the drills, the drinking, even just, you know, not being able to actually sit down and have a dinner with my dad, you know, that's the most painful part.
No drinking.
No drinking, no
I see your vibe.
You behave or else you jump.
That's what you got.
Thanks.
You behave or else you jump, my boy. Yeah.
Like I said, the more painful thing is not being able to kind of eat with your own family, you know. You kind of sit, like, stuck to eating fish.
Oh, shit. I never thought about that. Yeah, all right, so while your family's having dinner, you can't really participate because they're not on your diet.
And you know, as a black kid, it's tough, you know, see that
meal. You see that seven colors and you're like, nah, I need to get involved.
And you're just looking at your eggs and fish and broccoli, and this is all you're eating for next 2 weeks. But, you know, that's the reality, you know. At the end of the day, whatever you, it's a choice. If you want to be successful, you got to go through those.
Keep the discipline, bro. Make a sacrifice.
Ain't that the truth, man?
Now, if you keep the discipline, what I love about the sport is if you can find an equilibrium and find a balance in the discipline and take the discipline that you have in your training and in your prep and everything into other areas of your life, say it's relationships, careers, work, whatever, you'll be successful no matter what, bro.
Because
the discipline and the sacrifice that you put into the sport is amazing.
And let's just talk about that for a second, because discipline when it comes to something that you are genuinely passionate about is completely different to most people's work environments where they're told where to be, what to do, at what times. 5 o'clock, you clock out, you're going home. When you have no set schedule that you have to set it yourself, you have to be up and early in the morning yourself.
Get up, do cardio.
Yeah.
Taking your supplementation. Yeah. Drinking at certain times, drinking certain things at certain times, protein intake, timing your meals, it teaches you structure.
So what I like about this is that bodybuilding actually gives you a vision for life. It's not just about the bodybuilding. It can teach you how to manage your life as a whole.
Yeah. Oh man, you actually get to know yourself.
Definitely.
You definitely get to know yourself.
Peak week.
That last week when you're struggling, not having water, anything. You can really start to understand yourself. You get to know yourself better.
No, I feel that. And Vele, do you feel like you've started to grow in the industry? Are you making a name for yourself?
I feel like I have, like from my point of view, I feel like I have made the impact that I wanted to make, and the progress that I wanted to make this year, and I basically ticked all my goals. I've ticked all my boxes. And yeah, that's just about it. Just to add on to Tobani's statement there, where basically your social life goes away.
Yeah. Are you a very social person? Do you like a draw?
I like a draw. I like my truth draw.
You've got that Musi My Money probably accent going. Sure you're joining with the homies.
You don't even need a call to find if he's a truth. You just go there and he's in that one section.
Oh, yeah? Is truth your spot?
Yeah, that's truth's my spot.
Hey, bro. That's hectic, bro.
It should be one of his sponsors, actually.
Yeah, actually.
One of his, give him a fat burner, send him to truth.
Yeah, maybe they'll give you some sort of molly that gets you buff as well. You jam the whole night and do something. Yeah. All right, no, that's cool, man. So you had to sacrifice a lot in order to achieve your goals.
Definitely.
But worth it?
Yes, it has been worth it.
Yeah.
It has been worth it. I mean,
that's what everybody needs to know, right? The struggle is always worth it.
Yeah, surely. 100%. But
yeah.
All that hard work and everything. Look, I'm proud of these two guys. Vele's joined just after Tabani, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And has accomplished a lot in a short space of time.
Yeah.
Tabani as well, never missed a placing.
So he's
eventually got his cream. And yeah, see, they've inspired me to actually try and get back involved, and I believe solely in practice what you preach.
Yeah.
To be able to go through what these guys go through on a daily basis, which helps me tweak their programs, tweak their eating, tweak as much as possible to get like a well-rounded physique and athlete, mentally and physically. It's not physically. Look, training's the easy part. Let me just tell everybody out there that lifting weights is the easy part. That ain't shit.
Yeah.
It's the eating and the constant discipline and the consistency. That's the hard part.
Okay. So tell me, for you as a coach, what do you tell your students every day in the gym? What's that one thing that they have to remember every session?
I just need to remember who I am.
Oh, are you the boss, dog? The diamond, the boss, dog.
I think, you know, just to be honest, our team is quite different to others. You know, it's not a thing where you're told to go do this and that. We do our work by ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I love about our squad. You know, there's no instructions whatsoever.
You know what's expected.
You know what's expected. And if you're not gonna get the results, then, you know, it's kind of like a cheers.
Yeah.
See, I've been now after obviously getting some accolades and that type of thing. A lot of people have been direct messaging me, trying to call me, all that type of stuff. And I tell them all the same thing, okay? Because what these guys did, they give me 100% and I'll give them 150%. If they give me 90, I'll give them fuck all.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. Like, I've directed them and guided them, but I'm not a babysitter.
Yeah.
And they don't owe me anything. I don't owe them anything. But when it comes down to it, when it's competition time, that's when we want.
We all know what we're doing here.
We know, yeah. We come here to win.
So tell me a little bit about you, because I remember the last time we spoke, we chatted about the fact that you used to do some fighting.
Yeah.
What happened to that? Why did you stop? And
jeez, I tore the we opened up a gym in Durban, Domination Fighting.
Mm.
And then I tore a tendon off my rotator cuff.
Oh, okay.
And we thought it was just it came out. We thought my shoulder just popped. So they hit it back in. When they hit it back in, it just tore.
Oh, shit.
And there was still some tendon hanging on there. So I took anti-inflammatories, worked through it, and just got worse and worse and worse. And then I couldn't really do anything for like a year with the shoulder. I couldn't pick up my son. I couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
So I went through platelet therapy, sports doctors, all these doctors. They wanted to operate. I didn't want to operate because the one sports guy told me how it is and how you keep on going back. There's not really any real recovery if you're going to train completely hard.
Mm.
So I just started coaching, fighters and training and nutrition and all that type of thing because I've been there. And then it branched over into physique because once you've got a base of a good sport, that's contact and conditioning, you can sort of carry that through with some study and research. Obviously, I studied personal training then and strength and conditioning and nutrition through the Institute of Sports Fitness Professionals.
Yeah.
And then just built on that. And I mean, like a lot of these trainers today have a certificate from whichever company they come from, whichever school. But it doesn't mean shit. It comes with experience. So,
So Vele, tell me, what is the ultimate goal for you? If you were to have the dream bodybuilder life, what would that mean for you? What is that?
I think for me, my main goal is to step on the Olympia stage, which is like the World Cup for bodybuilding.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It's like the Super Bowl.
It's the thing. It's the thing of the year.
Man, you want those rings.
And it doesn't happen every year?
Yes, it happens. Yeah. It's a yearly event.
Yeah.
I know I won't be probably big enough for the for the heavyweight. So for me, the goal is the 212 pounds. I'm not sure how much that is.
105 kgs or so. Yeah. Just less than that, I think.
Yeah, so I have to be under 105 on stage, which I'm sure I'll be able to do.
Oh, crazy.
You've got a lot of time.
Yeah, and then, once you're on the Olympia stage, you've made it.
Yes.
Regardless of whether you place or not, the fact that you're there means you're a bad motherfucker.
You know, for you to get to Olympia, it's a special invite. You can't just crack one.
You earn it.
You're competing against the best of the best in the world.
Yeah. So are those guys making cash?
Guys are driving Bentleys, you're a bodybuilder.
Yeah.
Lambos, Bentleys, there's living the life.
Like Phil Heath is just showing us flames.
So there is a good life for bodybuilders.
But the winners, huh? They get like a million dollars.
You have to win.
Yeah.
You have to win.
And then remember they're also getting endorsements.
Especially if you're at that stage, you're surely getting sponsorship endorsements
and then prize money, there's $1 million.
Yeah, but those guys are crazy. It's charging like $500 for training programs in
12 weeks.
How much?
Exactly,
weeks.
My man.
That's crazy.
$500 for 12 weeks, bro.
Wow.
So we're like,
and that's an athlete coaching, not a coach, not his coach, because his coach is probably charging shit
like maybe $2,000 to be realistic.
Yeah. That's so mild, bro. No, that's crazy. So just before we wrap up with you guys, I want to talk about our plebs, you know, because like I said, there are a few listeners that we have who don't actually do bodybuilding, but you know, they're looking for that summer booty. They want to get fit for the December beaches, you know, get December, boss. I had somebody recently ask me what I'm doing in December. I'm like, dog, so soon even, just take it easy, bro. What should people be eating if they want to be looking good? Let's start with the males specifically, because we are males, and I'm sure most of the people you coach are males. Chris, tell me what should the normal everyday man who has food in his fridge and his cupboard, what should he be whipping up to get that summer body?
Well, preferably, he should start exercising, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
Secondly, it's actually all what you eat, in what you eat. So I would suggest lean proteins only. So you're talking about your chicken breast, no skin, no bone, nothing like that, no chicken wings and shit. Lean meat.
No chicken wings.
None of them damn chicken wings.
Yo, that counts all our black people out, but I think we're going
to... That's how I felt the whole prep, I mean.
Low glycemic carbs, so you'll have your sweet potato, your oats, brown basmati rice, that type of thing. To switch over to that high water intake, and then obviously a few supplements.
Yeah. Okay. And is it true that we should be eating 5 meals a day?
Probably 6. Huh? Smaller meals.
6 meals a day.
That's why
y'all food costs 15,000 rand a month. Y'all eating 6 meals a day.
My man, the thing is, you know, the 6 meals that he's talking about, that's like basic stuff. Like, that's the stuff you can get like at Woolies, like the prepped up meals. Our meals almost double that per
in
meal.
In size.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
so for your average
Joe,
it'll be 6 meals, but you'll have 3 meals and 3 snacks, you could say. So three main meals, maybe a shake, some almonds, but all healthy.
Oh, okay.
You try to keep away from... saturated foods, fats and that type of thing, and you go for your good fats like peanut butter, almond butter, almonds, olive oil. So you change your cooking experience
and,
as well.
And how long should my gym session be?
45 minutes.
45 minutes.
High intensity.
But for us, it should be like sweating all over the place.
Yeah.
Like in those 45 minutes.
Really?
Pumping, bro. Pumping. Yeah. Non-stop.
How long do you guys gym for, Tavan?
Normally my session is about an hour and a half.
Yeah, probably about 90.
Yeah,
90
yeah I don't actually ever try and time my sessions. You know, specific about the work. You know, if I need 2 minutes to rest, I need those 2 minutes to rest. If I feel like I can carry on, I carry on. The longest session we've done is about 3.5 hours, and that's for legs.
Does your body manage that better because you're eating 2 times more than everybody else?
But what you put in is what you get out. On specific days, we'll eat differently. Legs day will be high carb day.
Okay.
So it's your wine gums and jelly tots and shit.
I've been wondering why bodybuilders love leg day. It's because you get to eat all the dope shit on leg day. The rest of us are suffering for leg day.
Or milkshakes, it works, man.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day.
But the pain, the pain's there, though.
Yeah. But it's happy pain.
There we go.
You earn that food, boy.
dope. Yeah. So, like I said, we're trying something new with our show. We're going to do something called Freestyle with the Worst Guys. So, just to wrap the show up, just to make it a little bit more fun, we're just going to go around the room. I'm going to play us a beat, Let me find us a beat that we can play. Let's see how it goes. All right. And then I'll start just so you guys can feel comfortable. Yo. Because, I mean, it's been a good day. We want to leave it on a high note.
Which bodybuilders actually rap, man?
Here we go. Now we're starting. You guys are going to start a wave. Yeah. Sure. I've been chilling with the Diamond Crew. They don't even know what to do when the beat is on. Cause I mean, these guys out here getting strong and buff. I'm so skinny, but man, I'm so damn tough. I mean, these streets are fucking rough, but I'm gonna come out with the bus. So wait a second before I tell you the truth. I mean, we're the worst guys. We've always been the proof. Really? Go ahead, boy. Just some random bars, though.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the truth, boy.
He's the truth, boy, indeed.
He's the truth.
That's a bar.
Let's go.
Damn, I'm choking out here, man. Shit, is it 8 Mile out here? Damn.
leave it to the what?
Let's leave it to the Wu-Tang, man.
Wu-Tang. Say something, anything.
Kid Wu-Tang.
also choking, yeah. And this is my game time as well.
You chill out with so many rappers, though. What's your deal?
It's waiting for you. The beat's waiting for you.
this is blanking me out.
You guys are too scared. Your raps are.
Tobani, you were spitting beats earlier on.
Yeah, come on. Sausage tunes.
Everybody. Eggs, bacon, cheese, sausage. Got the apple butter, but I still need the. I need that protein. I need protein, man.
I think I'll let you guys go on that.
Food and weights.
I'm done. Stick to the weights, man.
Yeah, you gotta stick to the weights, man. But yeah, we're gonna keep doing that, man. It's been so cool hanging out. Juvele, Tobani, Chris, the Diamond Team, who are being spectacular, winning shit out here, man. Be a champion, be disciplined, go out there and get what's yours, man. My name is Mark. I'm Julie. You have been chilling with the worst guys. Catch us here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. And we've always got a cool story for you, man. We've always got the worst news as well. And then lastly, catch us at Giles tomorrow, 9 Craig Hall Avenue. I'm 9 Grafton Avenue in Craig Hall Park, where we'll be doing some stand-up comedy. Yeah, man, like I said, it's always a pleasure. It is a treat. My name is Malcolm Julie, and we are out.
This is CliffCentral.com.